This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Hi, welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport. I am on location at Martyrs in Bridgehampton, New York for the most exciting event. It is the 26th anniversary of the wildlife rescue in the Hamptons, and we are so excited to be here. And my friend Jane Gill, I don't want you to think that I'm the courageous one holding this bird, but Jane Gill is handling this beautiful creature. Jane, tell us about your friend and how important this organization is for our wildlife in the Hamptons.
This is Leona. She's a long-eared owl with only one wing, as you can see, but she does really well. She's about, I don't know, maybe 10 years old. We didn't get her until she was about 8. She was hit by a car and she lost her wing. But she does really well. And, you know, she's one of our ambassador birds. You know, we go around to schools and community events, and we try to encourage people to learn about the wildlife that lives around them and learn how to coexist with everyone. And so it's really fun.
What a beauty.
It's really fun.
And right? Jane, you have been such an important part of this organization for so many years. Tell us what this organization does in the Hamptons, because I don't think people really realize the day-to-day efforts.
Well, you know, we're just really getting out there trying to help people understand what lives around them and how to benefit the animals, whether it's by not using pesticides and rodenticides and just coexisting. A lot of people just don't know any better. And so we're trying to teach them. And Martyrs is so wonderful because we come here on weekends and we talk to people, and they have so many wonderful people that they do their landscaping for that they love to come and hear about the birds and what they can do to make their property more animal and bird friendly.
Well, great effort, great work. And I am so excited to be here. I'm going to take you around through the party tonight and talk to different people and about what their jobs are and their incredible work. But I'm on location, which is always the best job for me for Rappaport to the Rescue. And stay tuned. We're going to tell you how you can donate and help the wildlife rescue of the Hamptons.
Cats may have 9 lives, but what if we could give them one more? That's the mission behind the Give Them 10 movement. From spay and neuter to adoption, fostering, and helping community cats thrive, Give Them 10 is working to give every cat the chance at a healthier future. Together, we can help give cats the life they deserve. Learn more, meet Scooter, the neutered cat, and join the movement at givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue, live from the wonderful Martyrs. Now, Martyrs is an institution here in the Hamptons. There isn't anybody who doesn't love this place and the people behind it. And I am so honored to be with our honoree for the wildlife rescue this year, Charlie Martyr. Charlie, so great to see you.
It's great to be here. I really enjoy particularly being here today. I'm here every day, but today is a really special day for me.
Well, you and your lovely wife are the honorees, the recipient of this incredible award.
And I consider my whole family as an honoree.
Congratulations. And we have to help the wildlife. If not for us, then who?
Always.
Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, sure. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. That's right. We are animals. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport, and I am so excited to be at the 26th Wildlife Rescue Gala in Bridgehampton, New York at Martyrs. And I am standing here with my pal, who happens to be the president, Missy Hargraves. Missy, you have done such an amazing job with this organization.
Thank you.
God's work, really.
Oh, you're very, very sweet. It's funny. On the way over here, I had an osprey rescue. And it was like, thank God I had something else in the car to wear besides this, because it's like, you gotta do it when they need you. And we're the, as you know, we're the only wildlife hospital out here on the East End. And we rely on generous friends like everyone here to fund us. We get hundreds of calls a day. This year, we've had over 130 different species.
And the fact that you're the only gig on the East End helping these animals, and you also have a triage center as well.
We have a triage center in East Hampton. So, for example, during the summer, there's a lot of traffic out here, as you know. If an animal gets injured in Montauk and it needs to go all the way back to Hampton Bays, that can be a very long trip. So we have a triage center now in East Hampton, so that we can do some triage on the animal, just get it settled until we get it to the hospital.
We are so grateful. What would we do without the wildlife rescue, though?
Thank you. It's a pleasure, and we get so much joy out of rescue, rehabbing, and releasing these animals. That's our mission, to get these animals back out into the wild where they belong.
And on that wonderful note, thank you all for joining me for this live edition on location from the 26th annual Evelyn Alexander Wildlife Center Gala. And we will be attaching a link to this show so you can donate to this incredible group that is truly doing God's work. Thank you so much for joining me on Rappaport to the Rescue.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.